Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But Rob Gronkowski was on with Kay Adams over on FanDuel TV and had this to say about the Chiefs.
What I was surprised about is when things aren't going their way, as you can see, when they start struggling a little bit, they start yelling at each other. Their blame game starts going on.
Now,
you can see it on
that?
The sidelines. And that's not a good situation. I mean, you want to come together when you're down, when things aren't going your way, and you want to come together to figure out why, you know, everything's not going the way it needs to go. So to see them starting to point fingers is not a good sign. They got to, you know, get incorporated on and get on the same page and not be blaming others. Remember Mike Tyson versus Buster Douglas, and Buster Douglas finally beat the crap out of Mike Tyson and made Mike Tyson not invincible anymore? Well, this is kind of the same situation. The Philadelphia Eagles opened the floodgates last year in the Super Bowl versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, hey, we're not afraid of this super, you know, of this super team, Kansas City Chiefs, that are very, very well known. I feel like a lot of teams last year had that fear. Oh, I can't swing on the Chiefs. We can't give them our best shot because they're so well known and everyone is talking about them. So the Kansas City, the Philadelphia Eagles punched them in the face. The Chiefs didn't know how to react to that because no one else was doing that. Well, going into this year now, the Los Angeles Chargers punched them in the face. The Chiefs were like, whoa, they're coming at us. How do we react? Well, they didn't know how to react because no one was doing that before. So the Philadelphia Eagles opened that floodgate of, hey, if you punch these guys in the face, you take it to them, you come out swinging, they're going to fold and they're not going to be the team that you've been seeing all last year.
So that was Gronk on Kay Adams' show, Up in Adams, yesterday. I think there were two things that he said that were very different. One, if you want to say that teams do not fear the Chiefs the same way, I think that is reality. I think that absolutely is reality after the Super Bowl, and certainly if the Chiefs lose on Sunday to Philadelphia, I do think teams will not, you know, respect them the same way.
Fear them the same way.
I agree with him there. Now, I disagree when he was saying, you saw Chris Jones barking at, or Drew Tranquil barking at Chris Jones, and they were arguing with Tom Brady was throwing iPads and yelling at teammates throughout his entire career, and they were still winning Super Bowls that year. I firmly disagree with the notion that, like, the team is falling apart because they were barking at each other. I think the individuals involved in the context of it was truly more about accountability. It wasn't on the sideline, somebody shoving anybody. By the way, we've seen that before years, and they've won Super Bowls those years, when it's actually been looked like more of a true argument. This was on the field, Drew Tranquil holding Chris Jones accountable. So I agree with him on the, hey, the teams in the league do not fear them the same way. I think that is just true and that reality of where we're at. But I disagree with the Chiefs are just going to fold if you punch them in the mouth. The Chiefs won 17 one-score games last year, so this and trailed in games.
And like, have a 650 winning percentage when down 10 points. So you can't even, like, get down double digits gold and go get them. First off, this is the part of, like, you can't see through your own eyes sometimes, gold. Yeah, you know what? Now that I think back, Tom Brady was pretty notorious for never getting mad on the sidelines or yelling at players or coaches. Yeah, right? The more we think about it, sure, Gronk, that was never the case. He was also on a team that didn't win a Super Bowl for 10 consecutive years. And during those, this is the mistake I think he's making. This isn't even meant to be a knock on what the Patriots are doing here. They went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. They went to two during that time, Gold. They lost both to the Giants and Eli Manning. But they went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. During that time, I was a fan of another team. You were a fan of another team. I can assure you, everyone still respected them as the toughest team and the biggest game of the season. That entire stretch, even when they were losing it. Beating the Patriots and playing the Patriots and having to get past the Patriots was still the marker. Getting the Chiefs in a regular season game, punching them in the mouth in a regular season game, that means nothing. Because when a playoff game still starts, you will fear them the same way you always fear them. Do I think they look as scary of a team early as they did last year, or the ability to beat you? No, but last year they didn't run through teams. I think for the next 5 weeks, we're looking at a lot of, like, trying to win 24-23, 27-24, 21-20. I think there'll be some of that version of it. But the idea that teams won't, like, oh, just punch them in the mouth and it's over. Okay, I hope teams have that attitude going into games.
Yeah, that was the part I disagree with the most, as I said, with what Gronk had to say, was the idea that the Chiefs fold if they get down. I mean, heck, things didn't go well for them on Friday, to say the least, when they started. And then in the second half, and right before halftime with the kick, but in the second half, they were much better on offense. They scored five straight drives. Not touchdowns, but five straight drives. And so, to me, that was also a fighting back and not just laying it. Laying over would have been the Chiefs would have lost by 14, 17 points, right? You know what I mean? It would not have been a one-score deficit or one-score loss that the Chiefs had. That to me, is folding. It's where all of a sudden it looks like the team quit. We may not have liked how the Chiefs looked, and guys were open. Nobody can. The team did not quit in that game. That's folding over when you get punched in the mouth. So I disagree with that, and the sideline stuff is laughable to me. I'm not worried about that one bit. But I think, especially if the Chiefs lose on Sunday, teams are going to see an 0-2 next to the Chiefs if that happens, and people will not view them at all as serious contenders. Now, you can say that's wrong. That's fine. I'm just saying that will be the consensus opinion outside of Kansas City. We may not like it, but outside of Kansas City, the consensus opinion on Monday would be, yeah, they're not a team you have to be as concerned with. I think it's a mistake still, but that will be the thought.
Can I say that, like, the logic doesn't even hold for one game? The Chargers punched him in the mouth. They were beating up on the Chiefs in that game, and in the middle of the third quarter, it was still a tie game, and in the fourth quarter, they were only down one possession. It doesn't even make sense for how this season started. The Eagles are the only team who punched him in the mouth, and then they went down, right? Like, they went down quick and were never in the football game. They were in the Chargers game. They've been in every other game. They very rarely lose a game in which they get beat up so bad you never hear from them again. There's one or two Bills games I can think of in a regular season. One Ravens regular season game, one Bills regular season game, where they got kind of steamrolled. The Eagles Super Bowl, the Bucks Super Bowl. It's about one every year, maybe every other year in the Patrick Mahomes era, where they get completely rolled over. And then the next week they just win. So, like, it's never, you know, what is their longest losing streak under Patrick Mahomes? Is it two or three? It can't be more than three.
No, they've never. Yeah, I mean, they've only
11 is their worst season. 11-5. They didn't lose five in a row.
They've never been two games under 500. So unless they lost four in a row when they were already way up above 500, it just happened. It hasn't happened really.
I'm just trying to decide if they lose this week, will this be the longest losing streak in Patrick Mahomes' history? Three games, Super Bowl, the two regular season games.
They lost three back-to-back games in December of 2023, I believe. That's right. The Chiefs have their, let's see, the Chiefs will have a three-game lose. They were getting ready to play the Patriots to avoid their third straight loss.
So they didn't lose three in a row?
They were last on a three-game losing streak in 2014 with Alex Smith as the quarterback, I believe.
Okay, so two
also
games
the last
in
time
a row?
They started 0-2 was in 2014.
Right.
So you're, I mean, that's right. Like, that speaks to its own, right, doesn't it? I mean, if this is the...
But that's why it's they're in uncharted territory, hence the conversations that are happening heading into this. I mean, it's weird. It's just the nature of always, like, the vibe of any franchise. You lose in week one, then people can start the, well, what if you fall to 0-2 conversation? And then if you go to 0-2, it's like, well, you can't go to 0-3, and everybody starts bringing up playoff percentages of teams that start 0-3 and the chances of making a postseason. We had those conversations last year, frankly, about Cincinnati, you know, like on this show because of Drew as well. Like that's the conversations that happen when you drop your opener. It's crazy because you've only played one game, and that's you don't have a chance to get another win until Sunday. It's not like you can go and play game two the next day and end the convo. But for a week, people will have conversations about you potentially falling to an 0-2 record. That's just the reality of it. You get to 1-1, and everything, honestly, just stabilizes, and everything chills out. Then you get the Giants. It's such
and
a massive
back
game
to a
for
winning record. Massive, it doesn't feels bad.
Massive game for narrative, and I just think in the pulse of the fan base in conversation more than it is actually like truly worried that they're not making the postseason or something crazy like that.
No, I agree with that. I mean, Mitch over at Kelly's had sent me. Mitch Kelly had sent me a message. He said, "No NFL quarterback. This was a stat. No NFL quarterback has recorded 38 career wins or more without losing at least three games in a row. Patrick Mahomes, who's won 106 career games and never had three straight losses. This would be the first time ever that he would lose three straight games. And that's including going back to a Super Bowl, not even like a regular season losing streak. And so when you start thinking about where they are, I just have a hard time, feeling like this team has unraveled because they played one divisional game. And I don't know, the other part is like they're like 40-1 in the division. I know it's not that, but it's essentially that. It's like 35-6 or whatever the hell it is. They're allowed to occasionally lose a divisional game.
So I agree with you. I guess the part that is different is what we don't know the answer to. Is this about to be a shift? Like I'm with you. We can cite all the stats that say, oh, they're this dominant in the division. They've done, that is all true. The question and what people are because of the Super Bowl mainly, people are questioning is that era over?
Change.
Is that dominance getting ready to change? And that's why this weekend is so important. I'm with you. We can keep citing the AFC West records and everything, and I tend to think that they are going to be just fine when we get further into the season. But I understand why there is a thought out there of like, yeah, you can cite me Mahomes hasn't lost three in a row ever. I can cite you that they've never been below 500, two games below 500, I should say, in the Mahomes era. All that's true, but are we about to see it for the first time? Yeah. Therefore, it's just a different era. And I think that's what's scary to some fans out there as well.
The idea that it could change.
Is this just about to be a shift? Not that they're going to be an 8-win team, but like, are they going to just be one of the very good teams in the league? Not the best teams in the league. That's the scary part. I tend to think that, one, they're winning Sunday. Spoiler, I know we have to do our picks tomorrow. Spoiler, I have the Chiefs winning on Sunday. I love the fact that they're an underdog. I love the fact the narrative is that it's over and all this. I do have them winning on Sunday. But if they don't, I recognize the reality of the conversation, depending on
then
how
we'll
they
be
look.
We'll be having on Monday.
Yeah. So isn't this, kind of going back to what you guys were talking about earlier with the division, it's going to be weird, but shouldn't Chiefs fans be rooting for the Raiders? Because if the Chargers win, they'll be 2-0 and 2-0 in the division, including up half a game on the Chiefs because they beat the Chiefs. Like
I would agree.
They'd be back. They'd be up a game and a half, if not more, depending on how things go Sunday.
Yeah, but if the Chargers win, I'm also not going to lose my mind. You know, like well, it goes
of
back
course,
to the same
of course.
Thing. It's yeah, sure, but I'm rooting for the Raiders.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.